Hello, friends. Welcome to Josiah Venture Stories. Gwen Gardner here, and it's that time of year to be thankful. Thank you for tuning in to this special Thanksgiving episode. In this episode, Josiah Venture missionaries from across Central and Eastern Europe share what they're grateful for this season. Get ready to discover their favorite aspects of this holiday, including the delicious Thanksgiving foods they enjoy. It's hard for me to pick my absolute favorite Thanksgiving food, as everything is always so good, but I do love making homemade cranberry sauce. That extra sweetness and color on the plate balances out all the yummy, savory items. Each missionary will also share a meaningful Bible verse about thankfulness that holds a special place in their hearts. I enjoy Psalm 100, 4-5. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. As you listen, think about what you're thankful for this season. We at Josiah Venture are incredibly grateful that God has blessed us with 30 years of witnessing his movement across Central and Eastern Europe. Yes, this year, 2023, marked the 30th anniversary of Josiah Venture. We are so thankful for the countless lives that have been transformed, the dedicated workers who have faithfully served, and our Heavenly Father who nurtures growth in all things. And of course, we want to express our heartfelt gratitude to everyone who tunes in to the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. As you listen to these inspiring stories of God's goodness and provision, we hope they encourage you, ignite your passion, and deepen your understanding of how to pray for God's movement across Europe. If you'd like to join us in prayer, we invite you to visit the Josiah Venture online prayer room on our website or through the prayer room app. You'll find these links in the show notes that will take you directly there. We pray you have a truly amazing Thanksgiving wherever you may be celebrating. This holiday is a beautiful time to cherish the presence of loved ones and to reflect on our blessings and God's unwavering faithfulness. So, without further ado, please sit back, relax, and enjoy this Thanksgiving-themed episode as you hear the heartfelt voices of some of our Josiah Venture missionaries. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Hello, my name is Diana Diu Anton, and I am from Romania, and I've been serving with Josiah Venture for 19 years. It is my joy and honor to coordinate the Women's Discipleship Programs and the Care Department for our staff here in Romania. This November, God filled my heart with a fresh appreciation of His love and mercy for me, and with more gratitude for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Also, I am so thankful that He sees me and He sees our family, and God is not late in His plans for our life. I am also thankful for the EDGE National Championship that took place at the beginning of the month here in Bucharest, where over 100 boys got to clearly hear the gospel. My favorite Thanksgiving food is mashed potatoes. Yum! One of my favorite praise passages in this season is from Psalm 22. At the end of the psalm, David sings, "Posterity will serve him. Future generations will be told about the Lord. They will proclaim His righteousness, declaring to a people yet unborn, He has done it. God has done it. Praise Him, and may we have eyes to see His love and good works in our lives and around us in this season."
Hi, my name is Wendy Rumbold. My husband Ed and I have been living and serving in Slovakia with our 5 kids for almost 14 years. Our 3 oldest kids are now in the States attending college, while the 2 youngest live here in Slovakia with us. We serve in our Slovakia Compass organization, where I help in a variety of ministries like discipleship, the EDGE sports ministry, and hosting various events in our home. In this season of Thanksgiving, I am specifically thankful for the fact that Jesus is truth. With so much unrest going on in the world and everything we read in current events, I'm thankful that God and His Word can be trusted to be the truth that I can count on. A verse I really love is Philippians 4:6. Paul tells us, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." I love it that having a heart of gratefulness can change our perspective and help us to see circumstances from our Father's point of view. And then the result that Paul continues with in verse 7 is that the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. What an incredible blessing that starts with thankfulness. So Thanksgiving is definitely one of my favorite times of the year. I think it's because of how much we relax and spend time with friends and family, taking time to be truly refreshed by deep conversations and encouraging connections. We actually spend the whole weekend in this way, slowing down and focusing on what is important and being grateful for all that God has done for us. Plus, I'm a huge fan of all the food on the Thanksgiving table, especially anything pumpkin. I can't wait. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Hello, friends. My name is Ermal Bimaj and I serve in Albania together with my wife, Denisa, for more than 5 years now. I coordinate the Age Sports Ministry for Albania, as well as I'm fully involved in developing the training of young leaders in different churches across the country. To be honest, the Thanksgiving holiday is a brand new concept for me as an Albanian, as we've never celebrated before and didn't even knew anything about it. But in the recent years, we're more aware of it and we're learning to celebrate it properly. It is a great opportunity, actually, to stop and think about what God is doing in our life and humbly be thankful about it. Therefore, in this season of life, I'm thankful about the bold young leaders who are growing and are standing against the flow. The majority of young people in Albania are abandoning the country. But those young leaders who've been touched by God are standing firm and loving their country and their people by staying and serving with all their heart. But when it comes to food, I don't know about all the traditional food you can have during Thanksgiving. I'm still learning about it. But I love turkey and I can eat it all the time. And my favorite Bible verse about giving thanks to God is Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28, which says, "Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is the consuming fire." So my friends, have a great time as you celebrate Thanksgiving with your family and friends and your loved ones, and give thanks always to our God, who is the consuming fire.
Hi, my name is Katie Humarian, and I'm currently serving in Lviv, Ukraine with my husband and our two daughters. We have been serving in Ukraine for 6 years and are involved in Fusion Ministry at our local church, as well as trauma renewal retreats for churches in Ukraine. I am most thankful for my JV Ukraine team. I say this a lot, but I'm on a team of heroes, people who have literally risked their lives to help others, people who I have seen serve so graciously and relentlessly throughout this war, and who are so committed to young people and the gospel going forth in Ukraine. As far as Thanksgiving traditions, growing up, my family had a tradition of eating cinnamon rolls in the morning while we watched the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. But since moving to Ukraine, I have really loved the community of our second culture gathering where we celebrate Thanksgiving together and especially watching the JVK talent show. Psalm 46 holds a few verses that I have been very thankful for. Verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in times of trouble. I am thankful that God is our refuge. And when we need to find a literal refuge, which for us is a basement when sirens are going off, I remember that God is my refuge and that He is an ever-present help in times of trouble. Verse 7, I'm thankful that the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. And what I am most thankful for in this chapter is verse 9. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. Please make that your prayer for Ukraine and for our team in Ukraine this Thanksgiving, and I hope that you have a great Thanksgiving.
Hi, my name is Ross Nielsen, and I have served with Josiah Venture for 9 months in Bulgaria. I'm currently serving in my local church and working to grow the youth ministry. I'm so thankful for my wife and 6-month-old son in this season. They bless me, and it gives me joy to be a husband and a father. My favorite Thanksgiving food has probably got to be the sweet pumpkin pie. A verse that I have been holding on to is Colossians 2, verse 7. It says, "Let your roots grow down into him and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thanksgiving. I hope this year you overflow with thanksgiving for all that Jesus has done for us.
Hi, my name is Ellie Mouche, and I've been serving with the Fusion Music Ministry in Poland for just over 3 years. This season hasn't been the easiest for me. There's been a lot of transitions and new challenges, so this season I'm really thankful for the people in my life who've been able to hold space for messiness, whether the messiness of figuring out how to lead a new ministry or the messiness of big feelings, and just reassure me that it's okay and they still love me no matter what, and they're here to help me navigate through it. Thanksgiving has always been one of my favorite holidays. It's just like this cozy little pocket in the middle of kind of a dreary month where you just get to hang out with people you love and eat and just enjoy being together. I don't know if I can pick a favorite Thanksgiving food, but I just love all the fall spices like sage, thyme, rosemary, and of course, absurd amounts of cinnamon. Lately, I've been gravitating towards a less loved book of the Bible, but it's actually become one of my favorites, Ecclesiastes. Much of the book talks about how everything in life feels like trying to grab smoke, which after the past couple years we've had, I feel like a lot of us can relate with. But Ecclesiastes 5:18 through 20 talks about how perhaps one of the best things we can do with this life is not to constantly have existential panic, but to appreciate the work we've been given and enjoy the good things that have come from it, like a good meal, and that the simple joy of those things is actually a gift from God. So if you're finding it hard to be thankful this season, I just want to encourage you that that's okay. It's normal. You're not broken. And if all you feel like you can be thankful for is food or a roof over your head, that's enough. And it's more than a lot of people have. So with that, I wish you and yours a happy Thanksgiving. Bye.
Hello, I'm Dave Kingdon. I live in the west of Latvia, and I've been with Josiah Venture for 12 years. Working with Fusion and regionally. 5 years ago, I was crippled in a cancer ward, worried my kids would have no memories of me. So I'm so thankful to be alive and well, walking and watching my kids grow up. Thanksgiving was new to me working with North Americans. In Scotland, grudges and cynicism are more our jam. And it's been a refreshing treat learning to celebrate Thanksgiving with my team family. And Joe Brooks's pecan sweet potato mash blew my mind. At the dedication of the temple in 2 Chronicles 5, we read that there was a whole Levitical choir and a bunch of harpists, lyrists and cymbalists, and 120 trumpeters. 120! And it was their duty to make themselves heard, which I think they managed, in unison, in praise and thanksgiving to the Lord, singing, "For he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever." As the corporate temple of God, how regular and how loud is our thanksgiving? How in unison is it? And as the individual temple of God, what do we declare to the world about God? What do they hear from us? May your thanksgiving be regular, loud and unifying, declaring the goodness of God and how his steadfast love is so very real and present and deep and luxuriant.
Hi, my name is Sarah Ward, and I serve on the international team in the Czech Republic. I moved here almost a year and a half ago, and I serve within our Office of Finance and Operations. So the work I do for JV looks a little bit different than what you probably picture when you think of ministry in Europe. But I love that I'm in a role where I get to use my business background, and I also get to interact with teams across all of our countries. And so I get little glimpses of what God is doing all across Europe. And that's definitely my favorite part of my role here with JV. The thing I'm probably most thankful for this Thanksgiving season is community. I moved here having never been to the Czech Republic before, so I knew truly nobody when I got off the airplane. But I look around now and I just see so many people that the Lord has brought into my life, whether it's fellow JV teammates from here in Czech, from different JV countries, people from my church, people from my town. It's just really beautiful to see a lot of both JV and Czech community here. My favorite thing about Thanksgiving, it's probably the food. I love getting everyone together. I also love that it's kind of like the unofficial start to the Christmas season, but it's so hard to beat the food. My favorite dish is definitely sweet potato casserole, especially with like the brown sugar and cinnamon and pecan topping. I don't like it with marshmallows, but I do love it with the brown sugar and the pecans. So it's definitely my favorite. And I'm looking forward to JV Thanksgiving because we get a ton of our teammates together, like probably 150 people, maybe more. And everyone brings like favorite family dishes. They bring dishes that reflect like recipes that have been passed down for generations or recipes that reflect the part of the states where they're from. And so we're probably going to have like 10 sweet potato casseroles, but they're all going to be a little bit different. And when I think of a Bible verse that reminds me of Thanksgiving, it's Psalm 66:16, which on its face doesn't seem like it has anything to do with thankfulness. But it says, "Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell you what he has done for my soul." And every time I read that verse, I'm just reminded of all that the Lord has done in my life. And I'm just incredibly full of gratitude whenever I think of that. So I hope that this Thanksgiving season, you're also getting the chance to be reminded of just some of the ways you've seen God work in this year and over the course of your life, and get to celebrate all those good things to be thankful for with people you love. So happy Thanksgiving.
Hello, my name is Indra K.L. Dambek, and I have served with Josiah Venture for 9 years. I am the intern director in Estonia, and I also serve in eight national and international teams. I have experienced the importance of God's family at another level throughout the season. So this Thanksgiving, I am especially thankful for my brothers and sisters across Estonia and JV families all over the world. I enjoy the Thanksgiving tradition a lot, and its food a lot, even though it is not a tradition in Estonia. This year, I get to experience the holiday in the States, which is a great privilege. Philippians 1:3-5. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel, from the first day until now. I wish that you would experience the blessing of God's family around you as you are serving the Lord together with them.
Hello, my name is Trisha Wynn, and I serve with my family in Maribor, Slovenia. We've been with Josiah Venture for 14 years, and I homeschool my two kids and do special projects for my Slovenia team, and I'm one of the Bible teachers at the Josiah Venture Kids Camp. I am very thankful because this year we will be celebrating Thanksgiving with my family in California, because we're on home assignment right now. My favorite things about Thanksgiving are eating lots of pumpkin pie and watching football games. Colossians 3:16 says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thanksgiving in your hearts to God." Happy Thanksgiving to all of you.
Hi. My name is Killian Spies. I live in Germany, and I started serving with Josiah Venture in September. I'm an admin and project manager for the higher education team. In this season, I'm thankful for my friends and how they support me when things are hard, and they celebrate with me when things are going well. My favorite thing about Thanksgiving is how gratitude has such an impact on how we live. Oh, and I love the football games. Colossians 3:17 says, "And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." I hope you can enter this season with thankfulness about what God has given you, and that enriches your ministry.
Hi, my name is Judita Kočić from Croatia. And I have been serving with Josiah Venture for 10 years in music ministry. I am very thankful for my family, my husband and two kids, two sons. And I'm thankful for close friends that are like a family. It is a blessing and joy to be able to have such friends to share life with. So even though I'm a Croat and Thanksgiving hasn't been a thing for me until I've met good American friends, we've been celebrating it for a few years now, and I love to be able to remind myself of things Lord provided, but also to hear words of thankfulness from others around the table. My favorite food is favorite Thanksgiving food is cornbread. And the Bible verse on thankfulness that I love is the one from Philippians 4:6 that says, "The Lord is at hand. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." And my wish for you this holidays is that you would remember all the good stuff the Lord is blessing you with and to raise a thanksgiving song to Him.
Thank you for listening to Josiah Venture Stories. For more information about who we are and our vision and mission, visit us at josiahventure.com and follow us on social media. If you have any questions about this episode or would like to get in touch with our guest, please email social@josiahventure.com. To help more people hear about this podcast, please leave us an honest written review or share this episode on your social media. Thank you, friends, and have a blessed day.